It's going to be really interesting to see how this all works out because it's not just the SEC starting. It's Baylor and TCU who have had multiple false starts finally getting a chance to play some football as well.
So let's do a little preview of the SEC before we get to some of the games specifically with the numbers. Is the answer obvious on who is going to win the SEC?
Yeah, Alabama. I mean, I will be very surprised if they don't win. I think Georgia obviously feels like a strong number two, but we have to figure out where they're going to get from the quarterback spot because JT Daniel isn't clear to play currently from a medical standpoint. He's cleared from a waiver standpoint. So we'll see what that looks like for them. But I think it's those two teams at the top. And then anyone that thinks they know what LSU is going to look like this year is lying to you.
Dopey question, but what's the bigger loss? All the players and many of them who went to the NFL or losing both coordinators for LSU?
Yeah, I think it's the coordinators. They have real talent. They've got great talent there, guys that can flat out play. I love a lot of the players they have. Obviously, we get Derek Stingley back, who's an All-American corner. They got Jacoby Stevens. They get players back. They have guys that can play. Retaining Austin Deculus is a huge one for them as well in the offensive front. But not having those minds be able to put the pieces together, especially in a time this year where you've also lost the players, now more than ever, they need the coaches that are have systems that are tried and true, and they don't have either one of those things right now, especially when you didn't have spring ball to get your install for the new guy. You didn't have a true fall camp to get your install for the new guys and to get your reps and find your players and figure everything out. So I think the coaches are a bigger loss, but I think we're going to feel both of them when we watch LSU play.
Why is Alabama so good, and are you confident in Mac Jones as the quarterback?
I think Mac Jones, it feels like a throwback, right, to what's his name with the hair, John Parker Wilson, that got them to, I believe, a Sugar Bowl. And then you get Greg McElroy and A.J. McCarron. I think Mac Jones fits into that mold. He's a quarterback that they took the same cycle, I believe, as Tua, because I don't think Nick Saban was fully confident in completely changing his style of football. So he wanted to get, you know, the safe bet is Mac Jones. So I think we're going to see a safer Alabama football team. Could be a year, and goodness gracious, who knows what happens with the Heisman anyways, but could go back to Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, where they become the Heisman contender for Alabama because they're going to give that ball to Najee Harris and give it to him a ton. I think Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle may take a step back from a production standpoint because I don't think they're going to throw it as much. And to answer the top part, why is Alabama so good? I think, well, we mentioned it, right? It's about coaches having systems in place that work, and nobody has a more rigid but also unfailing system than Nick Saban.
Michael Felder covers college football for Stadium. He's up with Cofield & Company on this Thursday. Let's go back to your mention of JT Daniels because we're tracking that dude out here. He was a modern-day guy and a USC guy. He's not playing still because of the knee, or is the Mathis kid actually better than him?
Right. He's not medically cleared.
Okay.
And so that's he got the transfer waiver. He's available to play if they get him medically cleared. I think they're working towards him being medically cleared to play. Mathis is good. Mathis was a late flip from, I believe, Ohio State that they ended up with. But this is going to be it's going to be interesting because everyone is still hanging their hat on it being JT, but if he can't give it a go, or if he gets cleared to give it a go and then he struggles out there and he's not moving around well, they're going to have to go to Mathis and we'll get a chance to see him. But I expect we'll probably also see two quarterbacks. I also expect if it's questionable, don't even put him in the game.
Right.
Because the reality is you're playing Arkansas and they're not very good.